With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Both President Biden and former President Trump visit the U.S.-Mexico border. Illegal immigration is the top concern of Americans, according to a recent poll. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says President Biden is the reason criminals are entering the U.S. illegally.
Not a week goes by without an American either losing their life, being raped or assaulted by somebody that Biden has allowed in our country illegally. The fact of the matter is, because of Joe Biden's policies and the more than 8 million people who have crossed the border, the United States of America is being invaded.
Governor Abbott spoke at a rally for Trump at Eagle Pass, Texas, where some of the largest illegal border crossings have taken place. Also at SRNnews.com, the wildfire in the Texas Panhandle, now the largest in the state's history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has burned over 1 million acres. Texas has raised its fire preparedness level to 3, which means outside help from other regions or states may be required to fight the fire. One positive came in the form of snow and rain on Thursday. Texas Senator John Cornyn making a bid to replace Mitch McConnell as Senate Republican leader.
In a statement announcing his bid, Cornyn says, quote, "I am asking my Republican colleagues to give me the opportunity to succeed Leader McConnell." The Texas senator notes that during his time in the Senate, he has a track record of listening to colleagues and seeking consensus, all while leading the fight to stop what he calls bad policies that are harmful to our nation and the conservative cause. Cornyn has also been among the loudest critics of President Biden's open border policies. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The House passes another short-term spending measure that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another through March 22nd. This is SRN News. A new poll on faith and entertainment.
Most people think Hollywood is trashing religion, and not just in America. The study released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative finds 63% of global viewers say the movies and TV shows they watch usually portray religious people in a bad light, and they don't like it. Most people also say that while the entertainment industry has spent a lot of time seeking racial and sexual diversity, religion has pretty much been ignored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Indiana's ban on sex change operations for kids is being allowed to take effect by a federal appeals court in Chicago. The order by a panel of justices on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals removes a preliminary injunction against the ban that a federal judge in Indiana issued in June. The ACLU of Indiana had filed the challenge on behalf of 4 minors and 1 doctor. This is SRN News. U.S. stocks climbed to more all-time highs Thursday as Wall Street closed its latest winning month.
Stocks climbed to more all-time highs as Wall Street closed out its latest winning month. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday to top the all-time high it set last week. The benchmark index had its 4th monthly gain in a row. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%, surpassing its record from 2021. The Dow rose 47 points. That's about 0.1%. The blue chips ended just below their record. Hormel Foods jumped more than 14%. The maker of Skippy peanut butter reported better results than analysts were expecting. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after a closely watched inflation report showed that prices rose pretty much as expected last month. Seth Sutel, New York.
Oprah Winfrey stepping down from her role at Weight Watchers after serving on its board of directors for 9 years. More details at SRNnews.com.